You ponder on it. It was jagged but purposeful. Not elegant surgery, but controlled. That doesn't scream elite surgeon. It suggests familiarity with anatomy without refinement. You mentioned that Kim should ask about the organs.
What about the organs? Were they removed cleanly?
Not in Nichols' case. That came later.
So escalation is real?
You've seen Chapman.
I've read about her.
Uterus removed. Taken clean, Edo's. Kidney missing. Precise enough to concern some.
That escalation curve is historically accurate, but listen to his wording. Concern some, not all.
You ask Kim whether it could be a doctor.
Do you believe this is a doctor?
Doctor? No, doctors cut with confidence. This man cuts with urgency.
But skilled enough to locate organs in darkness.
Skilled or familiar?
Explain.
You don't need a diploma to open a body.
What about handedness?
Left to right throat. Suggests left-handed. But positioning matters. If she was already on the ground, angle changes everything.
So the left-handed certainty isn't solid.
Everything is a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a very good point.
You mentioned that the medical mastermind theory weakens if Nichols wasn't surgically precise.
Nichols wasn't surgically precise?
Correct. But if you're wise, miss, you won't look too high or too long.
Why?
Because some doors close permanently.
You shiver. That sounds like a warning, or intimidation, or paranoia.
What is this? Who are you?
A researcher?
On whose authority? Get out now!
That went well. We confirmed something crucial. Kelly's case strengthens psychological escalation, not necessarily surgical mastery, and access to privacy is the turning point. He adapted, he learned, and he grows bolder. Which means, if I'm here after Kelly, he might not be finished.